So, Jeff, we asked you to review one of a number of data sets looking at ceritinib. This was the ASCEND-1 trial. Can you go through that?
Yeah, and just to clarify, the rationale for ceritinib is this is a potent ALK inhibitor. Crizotinib is a multi-kinase inhibitor of ALK, ROS, MET, and it doesn't actually get to really potent ALK doses. I actually have a number of patients on crizotinib who respond in the first scan and progress in the next scan, making me think they're getting some inhibition, but not that potent inhibition, which is why there are all these drugs trying to beat crizotinib, and I think it's going to be easier to beat crizotinib than it is to beat erlotinib, which is a potent inhibitor of mutant EGFR. And so the ASCEND study, this is a report on 246 patients in the expansion cohort, international trial to get this kind of an N from such a rare population. Some of them are naive to TKI, some of them have previously received TKI, and the bottom line is dramatic waterfall plot, dramatic responses, overall response rate, 66% in TKI naive, 54% in prior crizotinib patients. And so, you know, clearly dramatic activity. And I think what's more is the duration of response we're seeing in the median PFS. In the ALK TKI naive patients, the PFS is non-estimated. It's like exceeds 12 months. So it's really, when you give a potent ALK inhibitor, you can definitely beat crizotinib, is the kind of signal we're getting from this. And after a prior ALK inhibitor, you can recontrol a cancer. They show brain activity in this report. I will point out these are, you know, previously treated, relatively stable brain metastases, and they're reporting some responses. The question is this a drug that can work for those patients with progressive brain metastases? I have young patients who don't want whole brain radiation and progressing just in the brain and crizotinib, and that's where I'm actually starting to use ceritinib, trying to regain control of the brain to avoid whole brain radiation. The key challenge with this drug is toxicity. The majority of patients require a dose reduction from 750 milligrams, five pills a day, down to four or three pills a day, 600 or 450 milligrams. In my practice, and again, thinking that there are patients who haven't treated ALK at all, we have so many tricks we've started to use on how to use this drug safely. My patients take it at night, they pre-medicate with a nausea pill, they wake up in the morning and take a nausea pill, and that's how they manage to control the very real GI side effects that most patients feel with this drug. I do have patients where I started at less than full dose at 600 milligrams or even 450 if they're delicate, but if you're trying to get into the brain, you need that full dose to get the CNS control.
They actually presented some CAT scans of a patient who responded in the brain. Can you talk a little bit more about the tolerability issues? Anything beyond GI? I think there were some pneumonitis.
Yeah, I think any TKI is going to have some cases of pneumonitis. It was not a high incidence, so I'm not alarmed at that because I think it's within the expected spectrum. There is a significant portion with grade 3 LFT abnormalities. You do need to monitor LFTs in these patients, like we're doing with crizotinib. So, you know, every couple of weeks, you want to be checking the liver function until you're sure that a patient's going to tolerate it. Anorexia, I've seen people just sort of waste away, losing weight, trying to keep that dose up, and I'm like, no, bring the dose down. We got to tolerate this. It's a long road.
Corey?
I don't want to trivialize the GI toxicity. It can be quite severe, and at least in my experience in a couple of patients, we've required five, six, seven different drugs in combination to put the lid on it, not really eliminate it, but make it semi-tolerable. So at least compared to the other second-generation compounds that target ALK, just from a toxicity standpoint, this is the most toxic of the agents.
Yeah, the toxicity is real. The dose of this is too high. It's just too high. And I would routinely start at 450, and I go up when I can, and I occasionally have to come down. But I think dose reduction is the first thing. I'm sorry, I used to have a prior life as an expert in nausea and emesis control. You cannot put people on these drugs for life. It's not possible. So you need to come up with a better strategy. Dose reduction's probably the best strategy.